Hare Krishna. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Offer my respect and patience to him. So we'll hear the translation now. Thank you, Ruchira, for being my voice. Translation by Shivankar Shilpapaki.
O Lord, we are fortunate because the heavy burden of the demons upon the earth is immediately removed by your appearance. Indeed, we are certainly fortunate, for we shall be able to see upon this earth and in the heavenly planets the marks of lotus, conch shell, club, and disc that adorn your lotus feet. Purport. The soles of the lotus feet are marked with Sankhya, Chakra, Gada, Padma, conch shell, disc, club, and lotus, and also by a flag and a thunderbolt. When Krishna walks on this earth or in the heavenly planets, these marks are visible wherever he goes. Vrindavan Dham is a transcendental place because of Krishna's walking on this land frequently. The inhabitants of Vrindavan are fortunate to see these marks here and there. When Akura went to Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balaram away to the festival arranged by Kamsa, upon seeing the marks of the Lord's lotus feet on the ground of Vrindavan, he fell down and began to groan. These marks are visible to devotees who receive the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods were jubilant not only because the appearance of the Supreme Lord would do away with the burdensome demons, but also because they would be able to see upon the ground the transcendental marks from the soles of the Lord's lotus feet. The gopis always thought of the Lord's lotus feet when he was walking in the pasturing grounds, and as described in the previous verse, simply by thinking of the Lord's lotus feet, the gopis were fully absorbed in transcendence of this Chaitanya Bhavya Kalpate. Like the gopis, one who is always absorbed in thoughts of the Lord is beyond the material platform and will not remain in this material world. It is our duty, therefore, always to hear, chant, think about the Lord's lotus feet, as actually done by Vaishnavas who have decided to live in Vrindavan, always and think of the Lord's lotus feet for 24 hours a day. This last part, instruction by Srila Prabhupada. He says, I repeat, like the gopis, one who is always absorbed in thought of the Lord is beyond the material platform and will not remain in this material world. It is our duty, therefore, always to hear, chant, and think about the Lord's lotus feet as actually done by Vaishnavs who have decided to live in Vrindavan always and think of the Lord's lotus feet 24 hours a day. I feel with reading this, that's an instruction that Prabhupada has given us, and it's almost like saying, thank you, Prabhupada, okay, and begin the process of what he has instructed us. But what I've also learned, of course, we've gotten through the years and through the scriptures, many instructions from Srila Prabhupada. And what it is, it's a gradual process to fulfill them. So what I want to do today is to share with you the meaning of these particular symbols on the Lord's lotus feet that Prabhupada speaks of here, the demigods who are praying also mention them. And let's see if we can begin a process, if you're not already there, of being like the gopis always thinking. And as Prabhupada says, it is our duty always to hear, chant, and think about the Lord's lotus feet. It's interesting, think about the Lord's lotus feet. And I don't know about you all, how many of you walk around thinking about the Lord's lotus feet? I know I chant, I come to class and all, but what helped me with that, I don't know if Ramita Prabhu is here, but the day he gave class, he had that experimental part where he took us into a sort of meditative state and he said, think of the Lord's lotus feet. Well, I didn't have a problem with that. I see the Lord's lotus feet every morning, and there they are with the flowers, the tulsi leaves, and the ankle decoration falling. So that came immediately to my mind. And I guess I must have felt pretty good about myself. Oh, I see the Lord's lotus feet, so I can meditate on it. But isn't it wonderful about Srimad Bhagavatam? It gives you this, and then it takes you a little further. And now they're talking about the lotus feet that's underneath. And what's on the feet underneath, the symbols. I had never in my mind gone underneath to look. I was quite happy. In fact, I have a picture I keep at the head of my bed. Krishna's lotus feet. Beautiful black lotus feet with tulsi leaves and all. So coming to this verse and this purport, you got a bit more to go. And isn't that wonderful about this philosophy? There's always more to go. There's always more to learn. And there's always more to be mindful of and alert. So in reading, it's like, where do I go from here? And then I remembered. I had, someone had given me a copy of a book by Mahanidhi Swami. And it was beautiful. I was reading it, and that was lotus feet, the bottom of the feet, the symbols. I remember studying, and I remember also putting it aside, meaning to get back to it, and I didn't. And then I said, oh, perfect opportunity to go back to the lotus feet, the symbols, and to understand them. And by Krishna's arrangement, he set it up that I would give a Bhagavatam class, which was his arrangement completely, and which is definitely bringing me to his lotus feet and faith in him. So what I did, but again, Krishna works in funny ways, strange ways to help you. I don't know how many of you have that daily calendar of Srila Prabhupada's statements through the year. On October 28th, in a letter to Burjan, he said, on our palms, there are certain marks for a particular person indicating his fame and fortune. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has got certain signs on his lotus feet, which are unique for him only, and they are not to be found in the ordinary living entities. So he gave me some reinforcement to help me. Again, reinforcement of how important hearing is, and as Prabhupada tells us in this purport, what we have to do is hear and chant. Those of you that were here for Sachinanda Swami's seminar, I remember him speaking about one of the keys for the temple, to open the temple of the heart, was hearing Bhagavatam. And he made it so sweet for me anyway. Remember he said, hearing Bhagavatam, you hear, you reflect, you apply, and then you pray to the Lord to help you. Well, I needed that to get ready for this class, and it was wonderful how it worked, because again, I did hear. And then I realized I have to reflect on this. And how do I apply it? And I definitely pray to Krishna for realization. And the realization that came to me, part of it was in this the translation where it says, indeed we are certainly fortunate, for we shall be able to see upon this earth and in this heavenly, and in the heavenly planet, the marks of the lotus, conch shell, club, and disc that adorn our feet. Well, my realization at that moment is that indeed we are certainly fortunate to be on this earth, at least I'm feeling, this lifetime. When the Lord himself walked on this planet, put his feet, he came in this pastime of a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, running across the field and leaving his footprints everywhere. And again, that realization, I got a taste of it in reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And I remember reading, and I loved that book so much, and I got to some point where there was a description of the Lord being on the earth, and I guess maybe leaving his footsteps. But it struck me so at that time that I started crying. I said, oh my God, on this earth, and I'm on this earth, and he was on this earth. Like, boy, Krishna, consciousness is real. I've always said it's real, Krishna is real. I remember I called up a devotee. It was like I couldn't hold it within myself. Do you know that Krishna put his feet on this earth and we're on this earth? This lifetime. And that's what is my excitement, if you will, and enthusiasm, if you will, to have that realization, and then get the instructions from Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master and the Acharyas and all of you here, that I've been fortunate to have been brought here to associate with you all and to talk with you all and to continue understanding. So indeed we are fortunate. And of course, many of you who hang around with me at all, fortunate is one of my favorite words, along with thankful. I am thankful and fortunate that at this stage of my life, this lifetime, I have been brought to this teaching and this philosophy and been given the opportunity to grasp what I can and to hear and to reflect and to apply it in my daily life. And prayfully we're all doing that, because I think it says here that you can end on this material plane, go beyond the material platform, and will not remain in this material world. So that's encouraging. But let me get to what I want to talk about today, what I wanted to share with you today. It's the symbols, meaning of the symbols, that are mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. And before I get to that, I also got reinforcement on this particular aspect in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, text 10:30-25. In that those series where the gopis are looking for Krishna, remember when Krishna disappeared? And they went looking for him? And what happened? At some point they saw these footsteps. And what did they say? Anybody know what they said? I'll tell you. Because I read it, I made a copy. They said the marks of flag, lotus, thunderbolt, elephant gold, barley corn, is, lose your space, divine forms of, okay, here we go. I'm not anxious, I'm very calm. The gopi said, the marks of flag, lotus, thunderbolt, elephant gold, barley corn, and so forth, distinguishes them as belonging to the great soul, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And then, of course, you could go on then, and after a while, they saw another set of footprints, and he's not by himself, but we're not going into that aspect today. But it's just that they saw the footprints, and this is what we're saying. He manifested in that place in Vrindavan and was all over, and people were mindful of it. And another in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila 8:253. Remember, in that section, Lord Chaitanya is questioning Ramananda Roy, getting some pulling out. And one inquiry he made, he said, out of many types of meditation, which is required for all living beings, entities? Anybody know what Ramananda Roy answered? I know, because I read it and made a copy. And I want to share. Ramananda Roy replied, the chief duty of every living entity is to meditate upon the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. That kind of confirms and for me. So how do I meditate if I don't know what's there? I'm just looking at the top of his feet. So as I said, I had this book from Mahanidhi Swami. It's a Sri Sri Radha Govinda Meditations. And I went there, and this is what I found. I found it. Now, Prabhupada, in the first sentence, tells us, he gives us conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. And there are more marks on their feet, but I'm only going with what is mentioned here in the text. And Mahanidhi Swami also tells us that some marks are only on Krishna's feet, some are only on Radharani's feet, and some are both have. And by the way, I had... I made a few copies if anybody wants. I used to have this hanging on my wall where I chant in the morning because I was going to meditate on these feet. And I would look at it, but I wasn't at that time mindful of the symbols and the marks and their meaning. And it helps in your chanting because you know that mind has a way of wandering away, doesn't it? When we think we're really focused. But I found in preparing for this and getting these meanings, which I want to share with you today, it's helped me. in my concentration in chanting, so you might think about that. The conch shell, which is on Radha and Krishna's feet, foot, keep it right, is the symbol of victory, proclaiming that those who take shelter of Radha Govinda's lotus feet are always saved from all distress and awarded with fearlessness. Can kind of focus on that one for a month or two, huh? Unless you don't have distress and you don't go through any fear. But you know what that brought to my mind? I went immediately to, not immediately, but it, reflecting took me to the battlefield of Kurukshetra when Krishna was going, they went out on the field, right? And what happened? They blew conch shell. And what did that conch shell do? What it says in Bhagavad Gita 1:14? The sounding of the transcendental conch shells indicated that there was no hope of victory for the other side because Krishna was on the side of the Pandavas. So if we're meditating on the conch shell, on its foot, no victory for that stuff the mind brings in that we don't want. At least for me, that's how I took it. The flag. Radha and Krishna have a flag on their feet. But the flag announces security and protection from fear for devotees meditating on Radha and Krishna's feet. Now, I didn't come up, my mind, whatever, brings up these things with as much for that as before, but again, I went to the Battle of Kurukshetra and remembered that Arjuna's cart had a flag with on it. And Hanuman was quite a wonderful personality, strength and courage. And so that kind of made, brought in the flag to lock in for my meditation on it. And if you think of anything else, you all are such brilliant pundits here. You probably got a half a dozen. But I'm just sharing what came up for me. The thunderbolt. This mark proves that meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna smashes to pieces the mountains of devotees' karmic reaction to past sins. Hey, that's something I gotta meditate on. Huh? Whoever holds on to Krishna's feet becomes as exalted as Lord Indra, whose weapon is the thunderbolt. And just getting through with Govardhan, we won't go into any more on Indra, but this is what we're looking at here, okay? That thunderbolt. The disc. The disc indicates that meditation upon the lotus feet of Radha Shyama Sundar cuts down the six enemies of, you all know what they are, lust, anger, greed, go ahead, illusions, pride, and envy. Huh? Any of us have any of those qualities? Just in case you do, meditate on the disc. Because it cuts it down, he says. And it says, it indicates Tejas Tattva, or the principle of brilliance, by which Radha Govinda destroys the darkness of sin from within the hearts of their devotees. Huh? So they're with us, working with us. The club. This mark shows that Radha's feet can chastise the elephant of sinful lust. Now, when I got to the club, it's interesting, what came to my mind was Balaram. And Balaram for me means strength, spiritual strength, and that club will beat down My meditation now, I got him beaten down, that mind, when it comes with its nonsense. And the last one given is the lotus. Now, the lotus is on Radha and Krishna's feet. And this sentence is, well, let me read it. The nectar-filled lotus creates greed for prema in the minds of the bee-like devotees who meditate on the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. Isn't that poetic? Doesn't it just catch? Creates what? Greed for prema. And isn't that what we're here for? Prema. And if you meditate on that lotus, it creates greed for prema in the minds of the bee-like devotees. And that's us, right? Be like devotees who meditate on the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. Isn't that beautiful? The lotus, the symbol of Lakshmi Devi, indicates that devotees will always be fortunate and successful. The lotus feet of Radha Govinda are so soft that they can only be compared with lotus petals. Now, those are the six symbols that Prabhupada spoke of first. There are more if you keep studying. I'm going to go back now. I kind of grasp these because I keep these now when I'm chanting and my mind wanders. I get here and I try to hold it to bring my mind back. So I'm offering that to you. And I want to share with you something from Bhaktivinoda Thakur on lotus feet that I've been meditating on. It's from his Saranagati. This has been my guide for this Kartik. I'm really feeling I've reached a time in my life, in this lifetime, to kind of grasp this surrender aspect. And I can't do it by myself. I've been listening, reading Prabhupada. So going to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And there's this song. I won't go into the sand. It says, to maintain firm faith that Krishna will give all protection. O Lord, now I have realized that your lotus feet awards one freedom from lamentation and fear. There's that release from fear. They are always a source of nectar. 2. O Lord, I have given up everything and have taken shelter of your lotus feet in all respects. O Lord, I am confident that your lotus feet will give me all protection. I have no other protector in this material world. Now, I have understood that I am your eternal servant. As such, it is your responsibility to maintain me. Isn't that wonderful? Just talk to the Lord. Tell him, I'm surrendering you now. You take care of me and have faith in me. I have suffered great distress as a result of leading a life that is independent of you. But now, by surrendering at your lotus feet, all my miseries have disappeared. The day we can say that. And it's possible. I trust the sastras and the acharyas. It's possible if it's here. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, performs severe austerities to attain your lotus feet. Having received the shelter of those lotus feet, Shiva became glorious. Brahma attained perfection by surrendering to those lotus feet. And Narada Muni always meditates upon those lotus feet within his heart. I joyfully hold upon my head those lotus feet that awards one fearlessness. There it is again. I mean, we are bound to be without fear. Have you heard how many times in this lotus feet? No fear. I always sing the glories of your lotus feet and dance in ecstasy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has full faith that your lotus feet will deliver him from the danger of material existence. And that's my offering today, and hopefully I can follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Like the gopis, one who is always absorbed in thought of the Lord is beyond the material platform and will not remain in this material world. It is our duty, therefore, always to hear, chant, and think about the Lord's lotus feet as actually done by Vaishnavas who have decided to live in Vrindavan always and think of the Lord's lotus feet 24 hours a day. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. May I be able to follow these instructions this lifetime. Thank you. Any questions, any comments? Everybody's meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. You got to the bottom of the feet. That's the exciting thing. Yes, Raga?
I guess I was wondering, is it Leader Show? I was just wondering that show Radharani's feet. Well, her feet are revealed one day a year. And I was just wondering is there any instruction about, is it okay?
All I have is this picture that was given to me of Krishna and Radha's feet with the symbols on it. And Mahanidhi's book, if you can get it, it has meaning for all of them. And it's the process. As he has said, Prabhupada, Krishna consciousness is the gradual process. But we're being given step by step. And if we follow his instructions and meditate and reflect and hear and chant. That's all I can say about Radharani's feet. And I have a few of these if you would like to take to meditate. Okay, my dear? Anybody else? Yes?
Actually, because of chastity, Srimati Radhika's feet are never shown except on one day. She gives her mercy and she shows. But her lotus feet are shown to devotees every day in the form of their Gurudev. The Gurudev is actually the personification of Baladev and Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. So any real disciple, he sees the lotus feet of Radhika in the instructions and in the personification of his Guru. Because until he's pure, and he has a form to serve Radhika personally, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, anything like that, then he cannot see directly her feet. On Radhastami, they give kripa by allowing to see those feet so you have aspiration. But on a day-to-day basis, by sadhana of the words of Guru, that's how you see Radhika's lotus feet.
Thank you, Makanda. Yes. Keshava?
I was just thinking, you're talking about meditation. You're talking about meditation, so that one time a year we could take a picture like you did there and we could meditate on it 24 hours a day.
Take a picture.
So it doesn't have to be one day necessarily.
Of what? Radharani's feet?
Yeah. What? Oh, you could be meditating on
feet. I didn't get the last part.
We could be meditating on Srimati Radharani's feet every moment of the day.
Well, that's what Prabhupada says, 24/7 we are to meditate. And in case you don't, you know, as I said, I got a picture. And in case you can't hold it in your mind and your heart. Yes, Prabhu.
Mataji, thank you so much for, every time you speak, it's like an ever fresh shower of transcendental mercy on us. I really appreciate your speaking, especially coming from you, such a young, beautiful person. One of the things that I recommend anybody, you know, to read that wonderful book, and it's, they have this little booklet, I don't know if you have it in the store, that it says, The Marks of Radha and Krishna Lotus Feet by Mahadevi Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I like, or I really appreciate and meditate a lot about, is that Srimati Radharani also has a little fish in her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that fish means that, you know, the ones that surrender to Radha and Krishna, they can cross over the material world just like the swim. The fish swims in the ocean so rapidly.
Yes.
Like that. Yes. So that's wanted to share that.
Thank you. Thank you. So these marks are really exciting. Anybody else? Okay, I got one more realization, I think. Every morning after we greet the deities, what prayer do we say? And I know we say it, it's almost like automatic. I'm usually rolling my chair back to position when with the lotus feet.
One can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires. He opens my darkened eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. He is my Lord birth after birth. From him ecstatic prema emanates, by him ignorance is destroyed. The Vedic scriptures sing of his character. Our spiritual master is an ocean of mercy, a friend of the poor, and Lord and master of the devotees. O Master, merciful unto us, give us the shade of the lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. We take shelter of your lotus feet.
And we have to do that in order to be able to do this. Hare Krishna. All glory to God. How'd I do, Sharif? Thank you all very much.